Welcome, citizens. You're listening to New Amsterdam Radio, the podcast for creatives. Here, thinkers and doers always have a key to the city. The mayor is in, so office hours start now.
Can you believe it? 210 episodes, and we just keep going. New Amsterdam Radio, the podcast for creatives, thinkers, and doers. Football Boys here, the mayor, of course. Thank you so much for rolling with me this week and every other week as we drop new episodes, hanging with people who are doing things that are pretty fun. And I'm excited because this is one of two episodes where we're going to be sitting and chatting with members of the Orlando Aces Florida Grid team. And we were saying this before on the show a couple of weeks back. New Amsterdam Radio, New Amsterdam Entertainment is a sponsor for this season for the Florida Grid League and the Orlando Aces. So to be able to have that partnership even bear fruit and to have two of our competitors on the show. We're at Olivia next week, but this week we'll be hanging out with Archangel Archie Andrade. So it's going to be fun to talk to you more about Grid, why is it interesting, and how I got involved with that. But you know, before I get into all that stuff, it's about some little bit of housekeeping. NewAmsterdam.com, KNW, Amsterdam.com. That's the website you want to check it out and see all the things that we're working on the brand. And hit us up on that social media, at NewAmsterdam on that Instagram, and at New_Amsterdam on that Twitter. You know, when I was trying to figure out my schedule for the rest of the year, because I really want to end up go and see Orlando Aces match in Florida, I was trying to see about all the other things I bought tickets for. I'm talking about the Galaxy games here in Los Angeles, talking about the Milwaukee Brewers in Milwaukee. I'm going to check them out later on this summer. And I use one place to get my tickets, and that's SeatGeek. That's right, SeatGeek is your pinpoint access for tickets you want for events all across sports, entertainment, comedy, and more. SeatGeek is where you want to go. Make sure you use promo code FLOBITO. That's me, FLOBITO, for $20 off your first order. $20, that's a lot. I mean, that covers, you know, kind of like you don't have to be in cheap seats. You get yourself a little bit of a bump because you get $20 off wherever the money you put in there with SeatGeek. FLOBITO is a promo code. FLOBITO. Now, Archie Andrade is a fantastic individual. He me llamo, whatever, from Venezuela, and decided to come to Florida to work with Florida Grid League and the team, the Orlando Aces. And being able to hang out with the competitors, to understand what makes them, what drives them to compete with Grid League. If you haven't seen it, make sure you check out the YouTube clips. I mean, there's a lot of them online now about how much you put your body through the ringer. So it was kind of cool just to go behind the surface, or go underneath the surface, excuse me, to learn more about what Archie was thinking about when he decided to put his body on the line for the Orlando Aces in the Florida Grid League. And hopefully you enjoy it too. Obviously, if you're an entrepreneur, if you are a creative, you can take it literally. You can sign up for Grid League classes or CrossFit classes, or like how I did it, is understanding the will it takes to do something you truly are passionate about, even travel far away from home. But enough of my rambling. It's my time to put this on the after the jump thingamabob to check out my interview with Archie Andrade. Welcome back to the Amsterdam Radio, the podcast of thinkers, doers, and creatives. It is I, the mayor, Flobo Boys, in the mayor's office. You know, New Amsterdam Radio and New Amsterdam Entertainment is a proud sponsor of the Orlando Aces Florida Grid team, and I'm so glad to have someone on that team with us today. This guy makes me look so inadequate. My muscles are so small. Please welcome Archie Andrade. How's it going, sir?
Hey, man. How you doing? I'm so glad to be here, sharing this space with you, and be able to share a little bit of my story here. Thank you for the invitation and the opportunity.
Definitely my pleasure, Chama. When I actually called you, you were in between something. Where were you coming off from this morning?
Hey, I just was working, but I always going to give you the space and the opportunity to hear me.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, well, that's the thing about the show, New Amsterdam Radio, about those who do things superhero style, the other side of it as well. We'll get into your Grid League career, but you also have your own business. You're a business owner.
Yes, sir. I'm just starting to build my own company of construction. I love to build themes. I love to help people to improve their houses, their life, you know, and this is my way to create an impact outside of the fitness side, because I'm a coach. as well, but this is the other part.
What made you decide to go into business for yourself and then that industry?
Because over there, there's a lot of people that just want to make money out of people, you know, and that's not the reality. When you make an impact in somebody else's life, that is when the exchange happens, you know. The more you give, the more you can receive, you know. And if you're honest with that, people will feel it and will connect with it, and you will be able to grow, you know. That's it.
Yeah.
I just want to make my stamp on the business side.
That's very noble, man. You know, I was ahead of this interview. I was asking Taylor about you, and everyone seems to love you. Everyone goes, "Oh, Archie, he's just so good. He's such a good person." You know what I mean? And I think that's pretty cool to have that good reputation. What's your bit approach? I mean, what kind of life lessons? What kind of maxims? What kind of stories you live by to make sure that you can be the best possible person?
Man, is life can be really hard. I don't want to start crying here, but life can be really hard. And people sometimes don't take the time to think how they can impact somebody else. You know, life can be stressful, life can be hard, but I don't want to share that with nobody. You know, I have my own problems, like everybody does. I just trying to figure out my own way, my own pace, without giving the negative to the people around me. You know, every time I go and meet somebody, talk with somebody, I just want to create a positive impact on them, you know, in that way they can remember me like that, you know, because at the end of the day, when I'm not there, I want them to talk about how cool I am, how happy, how dumb maybe, but you know, I made them laugh and have a good time with me. That's kind of the thing I want to do, you know.
I can respect that for sure, being a light for other people. But let's talk body. Orlando Aces, Florida Grid League. I came across Florida Grid League by accident. I was a victim of a targeted ad. But let me ask you, how did you get into Grid and how did you get in with the Orlando Aces?
It was really funny. When I was living in Venezuela, I was watching all these crazy people doing crazy stuff on the Grid League. And I moved over to USA, specifically to Orlando. And he went to a competition and he see two members of the Orlando Aces team competing on the same place I was. And he asked them, because I can recognize them, I asked them how can I be able to compete or be part of the team. They look at me, this is a funny story inside the team, because they look at me like, you can talk to this girl, you know, and I text Taylor about that. And she say, yeah, you can do the tryout. That will be pretty soon, the trails. And we can see. And I keep that in my mind. I just keep working out, going crazy, you know, because it was really close to the time I moved here. And in that process, really hard, I can say I gained 40 pounds.
Wow.
So I was overweight, really overweight. You know, and being a strength specialist is not only being able to move weight, is move weight fast and keep moving, because you have to do a lot of stuff with the team. So I keep focused, I keep working out. When the trials came out, I just did my best, and I got the opportunity to play with the Aces alongside another team that wanted to sign me up, but I'm from Orlando. I can say that, you know?
Yeah, absolutely.
This is the city that opened the door for me. So I'm a loyal person. Huh. If you make something for me, I will represent you the best I can. You know, Orlando for me is my house. So there is no better way to represent than playing with the Aces. And then you fall in love with the team. That's it. You know, I won't be able to shame my team no matter what. It's Aces or nothing.
Wow, I respect that loyalty. You had mentioned that you're a strength specialist. What are some of the pros and cons of being that role on a team like this?
I mean, pros is I can move heavy stuff. You know, I can do the heavy side of the team. That's really cool. But also, the cons can be I like to do everything. I'm a handyman. I can do heavy stuff, I can do gymnastics stuff, I like to move it because I do CrossFit as well. so Taylor doesn't let me do nothing else that's strange. You know, that's the cons, you can say. But otherwise, just being part of a team, I played rugby for 5 years of my life, so I know how to play one role and play the best you can. So I don't mind to be only doing weightlifting because I'm doing something for the team, you know, do the main goal, win the championship, win every match, you know.
Well, I got to be honest with you. Historically, the Orlando Aces haven't been the strongest squad, but last season, out of nowhere, it seems it was a playoff run. What's the plan going into next season? What does the team want to look to accomplish?
So right now, the team is stronger than any other time, I can say, from my perspective. The last season, we did great. We made mistakes, like rookie mistakes, you know, because that was the roster for the last season, too many rookies, and you know that cost. But for this season, everybody's more experienced. We have a full team. Nobody is injured. Everybody is healthy and ready to rock. So pretty much we'll be focused every match, every race, win the race, keep focused, and keep chasing for more, you know? And I'm pretty sure we have something special that is that community, like that supportive team. If we win, everybody's happy, you know? If we lose, we have there to support and stand up and keep going. So pretty much the goal is to win, like every other team, but we need to dig deep if you want it, and we are ready for it.
So again, as a relative grid league noob, walk me through this because I'm watching the competition. It's a race and there's many different segments you have to accomplish, but soreness has to come in at some point. Doubt has to come in at some point. What makes you keep pushing through during the competitions?
I mean, as you can see the video, you see how I connect with the people and the team. It's like, it's the energy, you know, it's the energy and the excitement of the people around sharing. Or because you know your team is behind you and they're waiting the best from you. And there's no excuses. It's just, you gotta go, man. You gotta go because these people is behind you waiting you. You know, so you have that responsibility and that makes you go hard. Soreness, pain, tiredness, no matter what, you're going to keep moving. It's your team, man. You will do anything for them. I got to fire, we fire. I had to cry, we cry, but I won't stop.
I'm with you. I'll do anything for my team, like have a podcast. Actually, me doing stuff, I don't know, bro. I don't. I love cheeseburgers way too much. Just a personal question. Is there any particular significance why you're number 11 on the team?
Because that's my birthday.
Oh, okay. January 1st? So
my birthday is January 1st.
Oh, wow. That's awesome, man. It's like a holiday is your day, right? The whole world stops because it's your birthday. That's it. What was the dream when you were a kid? What did you want to do when you were growing up?
Actually, I just want to say it have been the same dream, but along the time I have changing the steps. I just want to impact possibly the people. Mm-hmm. When I was a kid, I wanted to be a doctor.
Okay.
And when I was growing, my mom's nurse. So I hate, I can say, the word of the shift, because she wasn't able to be with me all the time because she had to work. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, I learned to cook just for that because my mom wasn't there, you know?
Yeah.
But I decided, like, I want to have a family as well. So I need to have the time. And being a doctor, I won't be able to make it the best way I want, for example. So then I moved to the fitness side. I say, okay, I can help people through fitness, and that will be another way to make the positive impact, you know? And then when I moved here, I start doing the construction side. So it's, how to say, it's the same goal, it's the same dream. It just changed the way to do it, you know? Anything I will do to do the best and, the best to impact somebody else's life in a positive way.
It's funny you mentioned that because my mom was a nurse as well, and she was a labor and delivery nurse. So she would look at full moons and go, well, everyone's having kids tonight. And she would work every week. It was a lot. A lot of times you had to like fend for yourself. I got my first keys at 7 years old. I made my own dinners. I did my own laundry just because my parents were all working. So I hear you on that one for sure. But when you're in Orlando, man, what's that like? I mean, I lived in Florida for a bit. I lived in St. Augustine. But what's life like in Orlando these days? Is it chilling? Is a nightlife stop? What's it like?
It's really busy, you know. Like every big city from my point of view is busy. Everybody's in a rush. The driveways are crazy. But at the same time, have the special theme, you know. If you are the night person, I'm not. I don't go out at all. But if you are, you have a lot of places to go, good places to eat. You can do a bunch of stuff around. Yeah. But I really like it, you know. I can have a little bit of everything here.
Well, Orlando, smack dab in Florida. Let me ask you this. Coming from Venezuela, what was your experience like on the immigrant experience? Just understanding what America's like and seeing that Florida is its own little thing when it comes to most states in this country. What's been your experience?
I mean, it's pretty much the same. The same culture is, in a certain way, everybody is looking for be better, live better, you know, have a better life. And I just can see hard people, hard workers doing the best they can to make the dream come true, you know, the American dream. That's the one we're chasing everybody here.
You talk about being better. Just from your perspective, what do you think Florida Grid League or the grid as a sport needs to do to be better, to be seen in more eyeballs and more homes as it grows?
Man, like every sport, I play rugby in Venezuela, I would say, over there is not part of the culture to play it. You know, for example, here from my point of view is NBA, basketball, baseball, and soccer. That's the big thing. Why? Because you can find them in the schools. You can find them in the community. You know, it's something easy to play. It will be great if there is a way the Grid League can go to the community side, to the small spectrum of it, like, go to the gym and you have a monthly competition over there. In that way, more people will be able to do it more often. So in that way, we'll be more in touch with it, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. It's Friday afternoon now. What are any plans for the weekend? What are you getting yourself into?
Yeah, man. Sorry, what did you say?
This weekend, what are you getting yourself into? Any plans for the weekend? Do you party? Do you do anything like fun? Or is it just train all day?
No, I don't party at all. I like to share time with people. I don't drink. I like to dance. I know how to dance. I'm Hispanic. Oh. I have to. You know?
Fair enough. Yeah. I mean, it's true. I always tell people my name in Spanish is No Tiene Ritmo. So I get you, man. That's totally crazy. You know, respect.
But normally what I do on my weekends is try to work out outside, like Saturday go to the gym, but Sunday I like to go and swim to the beach or do something outside, go to a trail and go for a walk. But most of the time I spend my time at home, sharing time with my family. Well, my girlfriend family, that is kind of my only family here. So I share time with them and just stay relaxed pretty much.
Can I ask you, what's your least favorite muscle group to train?
Honestly, upper body.
Okay.
I don't like, it's boring for me. Mm. It's boring. I prefer to do lower body because they're my strength. Yeah. You know, I feel good because I can move heavy weight and my ego go big easily, you know?
Right.
But the upper body is just a struggle. It's just pain. So, no, yeah. I don't like it.
I would say for me personally, I can't stand indoor cardio. Like, I can run all day long, but if I'm on a treadmill or elliptical, I'm just like...
Oh, yeah, that is boring. But when you do CrossFit, you enjoy the boring stuff because, you know, there is growth. You will grow doing the boring stuff. It's not always fancy, not always funny and cool. It's just sometimes you only need to sit in a muscle bike and do 30 minutes.
Right.
Just watching the wall.
Yeah, I mean, I've seen it here in my neighborhood in Los Angeles. There is a couple CrossFit gyms that have the open windows. So I've ran past and I go, wow, those poor kneecaps. But I bet it's all fear, right? I bet if I did it myself, they could like easy be into that, right? It's just me being my own head.
Yep.
I asked this question to all of my guests on New Amsterdam Radio, but it's kind of funny that I get to ask you because you're such a specimen. What's your favorite junk food, my friend?
Oh, man. I don't know if I can consider this a junk food, but it's arepa.
Okay. That's junkish. Yeah.
Yeah. Depending what you put inside, you know, arepa is like it's the special meal for Venezuelan people. It's the number one.
Like, I've never tried it though.
Wow.
I've never tried, because every time I go to a arepa stand, people go, "Don't go here, go there," and I always forget. So I've never gone. I've never had one.
Man, anywhere you find a good place, you can go and try. You will fall in love. You know, is in our country we can have for breakfast, for lunch, for dinner. We don't mind the time, but we need to have at least in one meal. You know, and for us, it's just a meal. This part of us.
And what's your favorite kind?
What do you say?
What's your favorite kind?
The one that is with chicken, breast, avocado, red onions, mm-hmm. and mayo. It's like a mix. Oh, man, so delicious. You know, I eat a lot. I eat a lot. That's my problem. So I will end up eating like three of them. You know, I just love it.
Yeah, Javere, I love that, man. I'm gonna put that on my bucket list, my food bucket list. And speaking of, though, do you have a travel bucket list or any other countries or cities you want to visit?
Yeah, for sure. I like to travel inside the country I am. I travel a lot in Venezuela, and I want to do the same here in USA. I want to go and visit different places. I'm a real talk person. I like to talk. So every time I go to a place, I try to talk with people of the area. Yeah. To know a little bit more of the story of the place I'm going. And yeah, I want to go to the north of USA to see something more cold, because Orlando is kind of my home, really warm, really nice, but I want to see something colder, you know, like frozen stuff.
Right. I respect that, but as someone from Brooklyn, I got out for that reason. It was too cold for me, and I live in Los Angeles now. So, but I hear you. I hear you. You gotta see what you like and see what you don't like. I respect that. Before I get you out of here, though, I'm gonna ask a question. This is kind of off the record, but kind of on the record because we're still recording. But what's it like working for the captain? What's it like working for Taylor?
What you say?
What's it like working for the captain of the Orlando Aces, Taylor Sailings?
Oh my God, she is amazing. I just love her. I just love to share my time with her. Her energy is so high. And at the same time, she's so calm, you know, really nice, really smart. She knows what she's doing. She's willing to teach you and make you grow as well. Last weekend, I have a thought that wasn't the best for me and my team. Mm-hmm. And she came to me and said, hey, that's not how it is. You need to focus and do this and do that. You know, she's on top of everything. And that is something special, you know, because when people is focused on your role, it's like, oh, she want the best for me. And she's just amazing. She looked like hard, like really brave, really bad. But she's so nice. She's so nice. I just love her. And it's amazing to be able to play with her.
I appreciate that, but your candor, and I'll make sure I clip that out so she hears that. So anyone listening now, man, that has a very similar trajectory, they could be an immigrant themselves or having their own company, trying to make a name for themselves that may be struggling. Any advice for them to keep them motivated as they build their own empires?
Man, it takes time, you know. Honestly, it will take time, it will take a lot of effort, but you need to keep the goal in mind. Every day is a different day, and it's not easy at all, because you get so into the day, like something bad happened, and you believe it's the end of the world, but it's not. You know, you need to keep moving, you need to keep chasing, you need to keep walking forward, and remember where you start, and see where you're at now. You know, because that is the only way to keep pushing. You don't know, in these 2 years I have been living in USA, how many times I say in my head, should I come back to Venezuela?
Yeah.
You know, take all to the trash, all my effort, all my family effort, because it was a hard day. But at the same time, the little voice inside your head know what is best for you, and you need to listen to it, because when the craziness is around, you can see or hear pretty well. But inside you is a response, what is the best for you. You know, for me, it's like, you can go. You can do it, man. Keep chasing. And when you start listening more to your inner voice, it will be more louder through the time. You know, right now I have no doubt. It can be the worst day in my life, and I will be like this, chilling and trying to find the solution. And you know what? If it has solution, what am I going to worry about it? If it doesn't have solution, what am I going to worry about it? It doesn't. You know, that would be my advice. Can you find a solution? Go and do it. You can, just chill out. There is nothing to do.
Control what you can and don't what you don't. I love that. Please. Let it go, like Frozen. Thank you so much for being on the show, New Amsterdam Radio. RJ, I had a lot of fun just getting a little bit over your backstory. If anyone wants to follow you or connect with you online, how they go about doing that?
They can follow me through Instagram. There is a platform I use the most. It's going to be Archangel. I don't know if I pronounce it pretty well. Archangel.com, dot Andrade. That is my name, my last name. That's pretty much what I use. I share a lot of content over there, keep people excited about my movement. Sometimes I feel more like an influencer and share advice, you know, depending on the day and the timeline.
Side note, Archangel Andrade is like the coolest name ever. Like, it sounds like you're a superhero. It sounds like you fight crime. That's what it
is. You know, that's a really cool name, and it's biblical. So I'm going to translate for you. My name is, in English, Michael Archangel.
Oh, okay.
Like the big angel, the one that fight. That is my name. Just Spanish.
Yeah. That's so cool.
That name was from the, how can I say this? Like, it's the mother of my grandmother.
Oh, okay.
She was the one that named me. How can I say that?
Your mother of your grandmother is your great-grandmother.
My great-grandmother, yep.
Yeah, yeah.
I meet her.
Oh, wow, that's cool. Yeah.
That's insane. I don't know. Not a lot of people can do that. But
yeah, no, I haven't, that. Yeah. That's four generations. That's cool having like passed down to the family. And I'm so glad I said that too, because that's the nugget of history. My name is actually Florian, but like that's not nearly as cool. And I got into so many fights
as a kid.
It's
really cool. It's like royal.
Yeah, now. But you know how many fights I got into in Brooklyn? Like, hey, you know, Flor? Como la Flor? Like, oh, no. You know,
No.
It's a big thing. But thank you so much for being on the show, man. This is going to be a lot of fun. Orlando Aces, Florida Grid League. Make sure you find them out at Orlando Aces on social media and, of course, on their YouTube channel.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Thanks so much for listening to New Amsterdam Radio. Learn more about the show at newamsterdam.com. That's KNEW Amsterdam.com. Until next time, this city is yours.